Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Made it till Friday. Sox have staved off infamy thus far.
Morning, Mully. Yes, we did make it to Friday. Happy Friday. And the White Sox have avoided making history at home like we talked about yesterday. Good for them. Three in a row. Take that winning streak to Detroit, and they don't have to
make that history.
Well, it's not.
Take that history.
They aren't going to be able to avoid it, I don't think. A sweep seems unlikely given how well the Tigers are playing, but they did not have to deal with that at home, and give them credit for finding a way with Chris Flexen on the mound. They went with Flexen, and he won a game. Good for him.
Pitched well.
Yeah, he did pitch very well. And it was a fun little story this week as national media descended onto the South Side to kind of cover a major league record for losses in a season that hasn't yet been set, but it seems imminent over the weekend in Detroit. So the White Sox now go to Detroit playing the Tigers, and they will set the record likely in front of the manager they should have hired and the broadcaster they ran out of town.
Wow. This is the Benetti revenge.
But that's,
forgot about that one.
Yeah, they begin the season against the Tigers. They end the season against the Tigers. Wasn't that the first game? Because that was the big deal. Jason Benetti was back in the South Side. But the Tigers are still one victory away from clinching a playoff spot,
yes,
which is remarkable in itself.
Something to play for.
Given how they have come from where they were early August when they were in Chicago for like a week, right? Remember when they were like a week? They played the Cubs. They played the Sox.
When was that?
Javi Baez was here, and then he got hurt. Actually, the Tigers' record since Javi went on the IL would be an interesting number.
It was earlier in the month, right? Was that?
Early August.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about the beginning of the season. I was like, I don't remember that at all. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I mean, I was bummed yesterday that the Cubs didn't play. I went looking for them at one point, and then I remembered, oh, that's right, they have an off day. And I thought, wow, they got one more series left, and then they got an off for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't happy about it. I like baseball season. I know we got the playoffs. I know we'll dig in and we'll have fun with it. It's just.
Did you watch the Sox game then? Did you watch?
I did.
With suspense? Were you wondering if it was going to happen there?
I wouldn't say suspense. I was running around. So I was monitoring it, and then I got home and watched the end of it, and I watched the post game.
I think when you look at Chris Flexen, and I thought they should have started Crochet, who starts today against the Tigers, but Chris Flexen, you have to be happy for. He went 23 starts without a victory, 23 starts without his team winning with him on the mound. That's a record. So for him to have one last enjoyable moment to kind of put this season behind him, hopefully. That was a good thing.
It was good for him.
Yeah.
It was good for him to win a game. It probably, he would hate to go into an off season not having won a game since May, right? Wouldn't that just burn you? So it's good for him. They had we'll always have that fifth inning. We'll always have that forever. They had a fifth inning outburst. And, did I read on Twitter from Sean Anderson, we'll have to look into this one, I don't know if it's true, that he needed to get to 160 innings to get a bonus, like a $250,000 bonus, and by virtue of going 6 1/3, he got his bonus.
Well, that's good.
Isn't that great?
That's good because if that is the case, then the White Sox did not do what the Pirates did.
Yes.
With Rowdy Tellez.
Yes.
Make sure that he didn't get a $200,000 bonus, which is the epitome of a cheap franchise.
Right.
And it's not the way you make friends and improve your reputation. So good for the White Sox if that's the case. Sean Anderson, CHGO, I think he was.
CHGO.
Yeah, put that out there. I also thought it was interesting.
Sean
used to work here. Yep. Big Sox fan.
Yes.
Yep. Does a nice job. And the attendance now, finally, not that the last game is over at guaranteed rate, 1.38 million. Fans. It's an average of 17,928 per game.
Yeah.
Not enough.
No, but I mean.
Not enough. But look, understandable given the circumstances of the season.
Yeah.
Tough watch all season long. Tough to talk about all season long.
And, it does amuse me, knowing some friends that went out there, that the people that went just to see them lose were disappointed.
Well, I
don't know why that
I think that's the reality
that,
of
that
it.
That was funny.
And
Sox,
I think,
can't even win when they're, you know, they can't even lose when you want them to.
There are some players who I think spoke to that. And I think Grady Sizemore and Garrett Crochet alluded to that when their comments before and after the game. And I can understand how that would not sit well in a clubhouse that basically has endured a lot of losing and probably didn't care for the fact that when the Angels homered, people cheered the day before.
It'd be tough. I mean, it's rough. But it's the bed that they made, and they're now lying in it. And maybe they didn't make it. Maybe it was ownership or management, whatever way you want to look at it. Maybe the players aren't to blame. But I think that I can't really get down on all the people that wanted them to lose. You wanted to be a part of history. There is a part of me that was very amused, though, that it didn't.
Oh, happen. I'm sure that that's part of it. And I think we learned a long time ago in this business, you don't tell people how to fan.
Feel.
Yeah,
yeah,
how to be a fan and what to feel when they go out there and they buy a ticket, however little they paid for it.
Yeah.
However little they paid for it on the whatever internet website you went to, because you could get in for probably less than $10 this week.
Oh, easily.
At any time. I also thought it was interesting to see a little pushback from Garrett Crochet about that. Some pride they were taking in the final series of the season at home. Heard that from Grady Sizemore. So to give the Sox a little credit for winning three in a row. It's the first time they've done that all year long, right?
I think that matches their season
Matches the season high?
Yep.
Big day on the South Side began with Steve Stone announcing he's coming back for another season at least, a multi-year contract extension for Stoney in the booth. That's great for all Sox fans who enjoy.
Speaking of all the emotions of the day, this one brings a lot of joy to a lot of White Sox fans. Excited to announce that my incredible partner, Steve Stone, will be back on this broadcast, not just next year, but for multiple years to come, signing a new agreement with the White Sox to end his role with the analyst for whenever you want it to end with the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, I mean, that was the plan because since I've been here, since 2008, it has felt like a family to me. And so I wanted to make sure that when my career is over, it ends as a member of the Chicago White Sox family. So we did sign a long-term deal. I will be here for quite some time, and John and I will be together for as long as we both want to, I believe.
Wow.
Strong words from Stoney. Will he be walking away from the White Sox? No. Because? No.
Well,
good for him. I think everybody's happy about that.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
There's very, you can sense that he wanted to return in spite of how challenging it can be to watch the same thing happen night after night after night. So that was Stoney before the game. Also, Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet had some interesting things to say. He wants to endorse Grady Sizemore. He also said he'd be open to a contract extension. We expect him to be traded in the offseason. He's pitching today, and he's a guy that whose voice I wonder what his input, how it's taken, if it matters. Not necessarily in the managerial search, but when he says open to an extension, are the White Sox as open as Garrett Crochet sounded to signing him?
I'd be receptive. That, you know, those kind of conversations aren't, they're not, I guess, like reliant on myself. You know, whatever happens, I know that Getz does everything with the team's best interest in mind. So I think that we can trust that to remain true.
Would you go as far as to ask Getz or lobby for him, or is that not your thing?
I would put my name behind Grady.
So if it matters, Garrett Crochet has weighed in.
If he wins the next three games, give him the job. That's all
really?
You got to do. Win the next three, you get the job.
So if they sweep the Tigers, you are behind Grady Sizemore in 2025.
Sizemore. They're not going to pay for a manager. This guy's come in. If they sweep and they get – and this, again, a Detroit team with something to play for – if they can sweep them, or even if maybe whatever storms in Florida floats over to Detroit, if they could rain out Sunday. All they got to do is win two and then pray for rain.
Win
right?
two, yeah, and then get the third game canceled.
All I'm saying. I
think
take it.
Grady Sizemore has endeared himself to players because they respect his playing background. Crochet mentioned that a couple times, and you've heard it from other players. They respect the fact that he's played at a high level, and that carries some weight in the clubhouse. He's got some learning probably to do on the job. It's hard to hold the record against him given the talent deficit on a nightly basis, but I think you're right in terms of if they're not going to pay for a celebrity manager or a name guy with experience because they're going to be losing close right. to 100 games next year, they could do worse.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not endorsing him like that, but I'm just saying if they end up they end the season a six-game winning streak. Keep the guy. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm mixed about that. I think we'll wait and see who else is in the mix, who else is a candidate and who they're pursuing. I will say one thing about less ambiguous. Even though I respect that rebuilds, you have to get prospects, and Garrett Crochet is your best asset.
Yes.
I'd be okay if they kept him. If they're willing to change the way they do business and extend Garrett Crochet and be willing to sign him to a long-term contract, even though there's risk involved, even though we know all of the realities of that in the past, I would be okay with that because I think you've got to start somewhere.
I think that they will trade him. I believe they will trade him, and I believe he'll have a great career once they trade him. I believe that he probably is a Cy Young candidate once he's on another team. If he stays here, if they re-sign him, then I believe he'll never be a Cy Young candidate.
Wow. Never's a strong word.
No, I just don't think they're going to be good enough. They're going to give him enough run support. I think for a guy like him, he'd be better off going elsewhere and getting a first-class seat. And maybe he already gets one, but nonetheless.
Taking the Chris Sale route to
yes.
baseball fame
baseball.
And fortune.
Baseball
and a legacy,
a championship.
Chris Sale's had quite a legacy. He's going to win Cy Young in the National League.
Yes, he is.
He's got a World Series with the Boston Red Sox, and he started with the White Sox. And he was traded, and it began the first version of a rebuild back in 2016. I hope Garrett Crochet stays, but I do agree that wherever he goes, he will be a valid, legitimate Cy Young candidate at some point in his career. I don't know if it'll be next year. But he does have that kind of stuff. I hope that he eases into or adjusts to being a starting pitcher every fifth day that can give you at least five innings. That's the thing about what's been frustrating about this year, for in addition to the other, dozens of reasons. But you've seen him in glimpses, especially since the All-Star break. 3-4 innings at a time.
Yeah.
How many is he going to go today? Four?
Well, I have a friend who said that what they should do is they should tell the manager that he will be the manager if they win the series. And then he should pitch Crochet in all three games. Just one time he's got like a fake beard on, one time he's got a mustache, and just throw a name on the back of his jersey because half the guys you don't really know anyway. So they just brought some guy up. Oh, look, his name is Fisk now, and he's wearing number 72. And he's got those funny glasses on. Boy, Fisk is an oddball. I was laughing so hard. I love the idea.